כבוד.
You permission. מצווה מפלה לסדר the first מצווה is הגדה של פסח. קידוש is we do קידוש every חג, every שבת, but the night of פסח is different in all the other chagim, that Hashem gave us a special mitzvah to talk about coming out of Egypt. Haggadah has a statement: the more you talk about it, you are being praised. Kol ha-marbeh lesaper b'yitziat Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. It's a special mitzvah to teach the children. Say Shulchan Aruch says in the Gemara in the Rambam, if a person is by himself, also is a mitzvah to speak about it, to say, whatever happened in Egypt. Of course, sounds like boring if I may say a nice word about it. I know it, and everybody knows the story. But Haggadah said, "Afilu kulanu chachamim, even everybody is smart. Kulanu nevonim, kulanu mitzvah Torah. We know the whole thing. Hashem gave us a mitzvah to speak. I know the whole thing. What has to speak about it? I really do Leila Seder so many years, and I know all the details. What should I say? What should I petition for what? What does Hashem want me to do it for? What? What's the purpose of it?" Comes the Haggadah and tells you a story, Maasev, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Tafon, Rabbi Akiva, Mitzvah Ibn Nebrak. The whole night we were talking about, trying to bring a proof that even the giants, from Lezer Gadol, giant, Rabbi Akiva, say the whole night, talk about it. What is it talk about it? What are you talking about? Time more to talk. I know the story. Story, everybody knows the story. What else? Repeat the story, the whole night. Until the students came and told them, it's time for saying Shema Shacharit. Just to emphasize how important this mitzvah. And just Shulchan Aruch, a person has to know, especially, they have a lot of people, responsibility of the person that makes such a nice Leila Seder. Nobody should talk nonsense. Says Rav Ovadia brings in his book, Shulchan Aruch, it says, the Shla, it says, it's crucial. So when you sit down the Leila Seder, people, you know, they get together, they like to talk, politics, business, other things, weather. It says, really, they say that you're not allowed to say anything, not one word. Not one word besides talking about coming out of Egypt. You want to read the text? You want to say it's in the Divrei Torah? More than happy. But to say, did you hear the news? You heard something happen? It's a sin. Not acceptable. It's a sin. You're not allowed to say anything. Leila Seder, the Shla says, you have to sit down, b'imah v'ira. You have to be very serious about it. It's not the mitzvah to read the text. So the Rambam, you read it, and you do the mitzvot of the Leila Seder, and you don't do anything, and then until you fall asleep next to the table, then drag your body to the bed. If you want to go to bed. But you should know, that's very important, the night of Pesach. Because this is when really we came out of Egypt. We came out of Egypt at sunrise. On sunrise, we came out of Egypt. So the night is just preparation for the redemption. The real redemption was in the morning, not at night. And they said that it was very serious. Ladies sit down, says, ladies are the same. In a way, it's more important than men in the night of Pesach. They're obligated to read the Haggadah, to drink the four cups. There's no excuse for ladies. And they like to talk. So they have to restrain themselves. How's the food? How do you make it? Where do you buy this? This? Where, how much you paid for this? So who helped you? And who is going to do it? He says, now let's do it. It's after the Agadah, if you want to do it. But why are we saying the Agadah? And says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be very serious about it. You can't say anything. You can't talk about anything else. And of course, you know, after you drink a cup of wine, your head is a little bit cuckoo. So the first thing to be in control. She says, well, what does Hashem need the whole thing? What is really behind it? This mitzvah. You have to teach. It's your children. You got to live in Chabah, your Ma'ul, and more. Abu Zeh says, Hashem married me because of this. Here comes the Agadah and says, you know, that the Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, Mar Belazar ben Azariah, Rani Keven Shivim Shana, see in the text, you say it in the text. Belazar ben Azariah was Gilgul of Shmuel HaNavi, he says, Dari. Rani Keven Shivim was really only 18 years old, but Shmuel HaNavi died at age 52. So 52 plus 18 is 70. That's what he says, Ari Ani Keven Shivim Shana. I'm like 70 years old. What do you mean, like? The explanation means the Gemara says he got a white beard, became the head of Am Yisrael, the president. But Chatam Sofer said, no, what it means is what the Ari says. That he's 70, actually 52 years of Shmuel and Navi, and now he's 18. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah add this together, and he's like 70 years of scholar. And he said, he became the president. He said, Lo zachiti shtemer tzidat Mitzrayim balelot, he says, I tried very much when I became a president to establish the people who would say Shema Israel. At night, they will say also the paragraph that talks about tzitzit. Even though at night we don't have to wear tzitzit. And really, Shema Israel should have had in the evening only two paragraphs, Shema, after Hashem Elokecha, Ve'em Shamoa, until the sentence, Ve'man Yirbu Yemechem, Kimei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. Because the paragraph, the next paragraph talks about tzitzit, really applies to the daytime, not to do at night. So they didn't say it. People didn't say that. First Beit HaMikdash, people didn't say that. Second Beit HaMikdash, at the end of Second Beit HaMikdash, at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was after the Second Beit HaMikdash, actually. This was destroyed, so then they came Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, became the president, temporary president, if you may say. And he said, I want to accomplish something. I'd like everybody to say the paragraph about tzitzit. He said, why do you need to say that? It's night time. He says, with the last sentence of Shema Yisrael in our text. He says, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Sherotzit Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I said, for this I wanted it. Not really. Tzitzit, I understand. Tzitzit you don't have to wear at night. But the paragraphs of tzitzit ends with the statement, I am your God, they took you out of Egypt. And this was burning inside him, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he said, I fought for this. I wanted it to happen, that everybody should have this obligation. And until then, nobody said it. And I was able, now, Chacham ben Zoma came, and he proved it from Hashem once, and from now on, everybody says, Shema Israel, you will say, also the paragraph about tzitzit, at night time, even though they don't wear tzitzit, but I want everybody to, before you go to sleep, you should say it says Dari four times a day. We say that statement. And it says, I am God took you out of Egypt. Come the Zohar and says, you know what? 50 times it says in the Torah, I took you out of Egypt, to out of Egypt. 50 times. It says 50 times, not 51, not 49. 50 times says the Zohar, it says in the Torah, Zacharta kevet etam tzayim. Remember, you used to be slave in Egypt. How many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to remember? 50. In the Agadah, in the text. Maybe made Agadah, we don't know. But he made sure that we have that Mishnah from Masechet Brachot, chapter 1, about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Azariah. We know that he was able to establish and put it into the text that every night you should say, Hashem took you out of it. What's the importance about it? What's the importance that you should say that night before you go to sleep? Ali says also you should say all the three paragraphs. You say, I took you out of Egypt. Well, how many times do you say, I took you out of Egypt? Then we go through the Haggadah. So again, the Haggadah says that in the Torah you find in the text that Hashem tells the person that he should teach his children about coming out of Egypt. It's also a very, very strange thing. Hashem wants me to teach my children about it. Doesn't say Hashem tells me to teach my children about keeping Shabbat, not worshiping Avodah Zarah. Here Hashem says, "Vigata leminchah, special mitzvah. You have to teach your child." Ramah says you have to do certain things to keep the children up. They shouldn't fall asleep at the table. Bribe them, promise them. That's what the Afrikoman business, stealing the Afrikoman, started from there. Ramah said he took do all kind of strange thing for the children to say, "Why are we doing it? Why are we doing it?" That's the Banish Tanai is built on it. So the Gemara says, listen, it's the Agadah that Hashem said there are four kinds of children that a person has to teach. Echad Chacham, Chacham. So if your child is very smart, so he's going to ask you, what are all the laws about? Tell him the he cannot have anything after the command. Echad Rasha, he's Rasha. Say, Akej, enough. Don't talk to him, tell him. If you'd have been there, you would be still be over there together with ISIS. A chatam, a naive one, teach them how. Somebody that the boy doesn't ask anything. At Ptachlo, you should start telling him. And what's so important about it? Pesach, you need to say that you have to teach your children. The Agadah will tell you have to evaluate your child if he's smart this way. If he's not, if Chas v'Shalom is not so smart, talk to him that way. If Chas v'Shalom is a Rasha, who knows what is this wicked man, this wicked boy, who knows what he did already? I said, okay, I said, listen, don't talk to him, tell him off. Then we go through the Haggadah, the famous song, Dayenu. So part of the song, I don't know what's so important about it, but let's assume, it's nice to say that. They didn't mean enough. What's enough? Say like this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just taken us out of Egypt, and he would not have split Yam Suf for us, enough. If he would have split Yam Suf for us, and would not have led us on a dry land, enough. If he would have led us on the dry land, but he would not drown the Egyptians, enough. What do we mean enough? What do you mean enough? Nothing. Somebody throws you inside the desert. This is good. When you're good, you're going to die. What do you mean? If Hashem would not have split Yam Suf, it says in the text in the Torah, the Jews would have killed us. Your name is Ram, no say Acharem. That can be enough. It's no. Hashem split Yam Suf. And then what? If you would not have taken us through, and then what? You would be killed. How can you say enough? And then you say, if Hashem took us through and would not have drowned the Egyptians, also enough. What do you mean it's not enough? What do you mean also enough? And then you say, listen, if Hashem took us out of Egypt, and we lost the Pek Tzachin Bamidbar, he would not have given us food in the desert, good. What do you mean good? You'll die from hunger. How can it be good? Every sentence, it's a question then. What do you mean enough? What do you mean enough? Al-Achad kama v'chama for sure. Of course, if Hashem did this and this and this and this. Tavah mechupelet, Baruch Hashem, you did this. Listen, we read in the text in the Torah, Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu a few times, listen, why did you take us out to Egypt? You have no food, we're going to die here. Just the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara says that death from starvation is the worst death. The worst. So I'm Israel in a text told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't understand you. Why you took us out of Egypt? To die in the desert from hunger? What did you do from us? You said, Dayenu. What did they say? It's not Dayenu. Who made this song? Then comes the Haggadah and says the Mishnah really, the Chayav Adam Lirot Tatsmuk Yatsav Mitzrayim. A person has to see that he came out of Egypt in the Leila Sedas. Chachamim said, this is the hardest thing. So it says in the Mishnah, it's a Gemara, that you have to imagine that you come out of Egypt. How far it goes? After you say that statement, then it says in Agadah, you pick up the cup, you hold the cup in your hand, and you say, Lefichach, therefore, חייבים אנחנו יאהב, we ought to do it. הלל, לשבח, לפאר, מבין לקדש, למי שעשה את כל הניסים האלה, I said, now we have to praise Hashem. What does it mean? Therefore what? Therefore, because you imagine that you come out of Egypt, therefore you have to praise. So it's, what does it mean actually? What does it mean actually? Actually means that you close your eyes and you feel that you're on top of the pyramid with the cement brick. Somebody that really imagined like this, either needs a Rafuah Shlema, or he cheats himself. Yeah, if you are in Egypt now, and you're going to be Leila Seder in Egypt, and you're going to climb on the pyramid, and you're going to have bricks with you, and you're going to sweat, and you're going to bleed, and you're going to have such a hard time, and then all of a sudden you get down, and you go out of Egypt. No. Well, I believe you. You sit at home, such a nice table, such a big kosher for the Aron Navi, with also so many bottles of wine, and nice chandeliers and carpets and everything. You said, close your eyes. Chayav Adam lirot tasmo kilos haMitzrayim. It's obligation. It's not advisable. It's not an advice. It's not think. It says chayav, obligation. Don't have you said, it's the hardest thing in El Seder. Eat matzah is easy. Eat maor is easy. Drink four cups is easy. Take bagel is easy. But it says chayav. It's not think about it. How can you think? How can you demand from a person to see that he came out of Egypt? It's impossible. And then the guy, you know, he's honest about it. He takes the cup and he says, therefore, because of that, I'm going to praise Hashem. What do you mean, praise Hashem? Rabbi Gamliel says, you should know that you have to say in Leila Seder, this paragraph, it's crucial. Men and ladies, you cannot skip it. The Mishnah again, Rabbi Gamliel היה אומר, כל מי שלא משהו שדברים, פסח לצאת דוח רבתו, you have to say this. He didn't do it, he didn't do the Haggadah, maybe he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Maror as well, according to some Rishonim. And you have to say, and says Pesach Shechlom Dina Shema, says, why we ate, why we, Abotenu used to eat sacrifice of Pesach, why is it the Pesach? It says, you know, Hashem skipped on the houses, So therefore what? Therefore we have a holiday. The holiday is called Pesach. It says sacrifice is called Pesach. It says how far it goes. It says, you know, Hashem skipped on the houses. Okay, this is plague Makkah number 10, I understand. Hashem came down to Egypt. Fine. There's a lot of miracles. It says, Hashem said, no, this sacrifice is Pesach. Come on, Pesach. What is Pesach all about? What does that do with Pesach? Redemption. I came out, Hashem, free. I became a free nation. I sang a tikva. And what has to do with it? Hashem skipped on the houses. That happened to be, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. It's true. But there's something very special. Hashem killed so many firstborn. I understand very much. But this is the holiday. It's not the holiday. The holiday is Baruch Hashem. We got free. We got the country. We're going to the country. We're going to Israel. He says, no. That's not what it is. Rabbi Gamliel said, if that's what you think, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach. And what is Pesach? What is it, Pesach? Don't say you get out of Egypt. Don't say that. What is Pesach? Hashem skipped on the houses. That's what Pesach is all about. I don't think so. I mean, that's what the Torah says. Rabbi Gamliel said, if you don't say that, it means you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach. Not the Haggadah, and not if you have a Tamidash, and somebody's going to eat a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach. Why are you having it? I said, what do you mean I'm having it? I'm a free person? No. Matzah zot shenachnu ochlim, I have matzah. I said, you know what happened? We came out of Egypt the following morning, took the leftover dough, we put it in our head, and the sun baked it. So, what has to do with anything? So I have to have matzah. It's chag matzot, matzot, matzot. What matzah? It was a miracle. We took a leftover dough, and Hashem baked it on our head. So therefore, every year, I can't have chametz, I have to have matzah. So why? Hashem made a miracle, so what? And maror shochel mashum matzah. Why have maror? The Egyptian gave us a hard time. So what? For this you have to have maror? Hashem wants you to have maror for this. But that's the only time, really, actually, that we say halel at night. In Bet HaKnesset, Zaw Minhag, to say halel. Why say halel at night? Usually we say Hallel is not what would happen. We say Hallel for the holiday and what happened the holiday. Remember the Sukkot, people say Hallel. Why you say Hallel on Sukkot? Because you have a Sukkah.
No.
Say Hallel because it's a Hallel Baruch Hashem. Why you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh, I'm here. Why you say Hallel on Shavuot? Why? Why you say Hallel on Shavuot? It's a holiday. Pesach is different, you know? We say Hallel in the morning, yeah, for the holiday, like Sukkot or Shavuot. Then we say at night. Why do you say at night? Why do you say at night? Forget about it. You said at night, okay. Then the Seder also you say at night. What you say in the Seder Hallel? You just said in Betakneset before. Again you say Hallel. Then the Gemara says, when they slaughtered the sheep or the goat in Beit HaMikdash, they said Hallel too. Another time. Since the Gemara used to bring the people inside Beit HaMikdash, used to close the doors and slaughter the sheep. And then the people used to say Hallel while the Kohanim were busy taking it apart and sprinkle the blood. People say Hallel. What do you say Hallel for now? For what do you say Hallel? Every holiday you have sacrifices. We never had such a thing if people say Hallel. Hashem said, no, you have to come to Beit HaMikdash and you have to slaughter it. It has to be the latest thing. So what is it all about? But it doesn't make sense, the whole thing. And Hashem said, listen, you may not sacrifice anything, after the last sheep in Beit HaMikdash. Pesach is different. Hashem said, do the opposite. Do the opposite. I have to do the opposite. Come, Chachamim, and tell us you should know the job on the night of Pesach is not what Hashem wants you to do. It's what Hashem wants you to accomplish. It says that we say that we really, that's what we say in Shema Yisrael. Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Otziti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am God to God of Egypt. Liyot Lachem Lelokim. You know, the Yom Kippur ends, it's our custom ahead of Yom Kippur, before the Lord of Shofar, we say Shema Yisrael, Oshim B'Malchuto, we say seven times, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim. What are you trying to say? What the Kavanah that you have end of Yom Kippur, before you do Arvit, Chachamim said, say seven times, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Seven times. Rings the bell, says the Tosfot, you know, it says in the Agada, Lefichach, אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, להדר, להלל ולקדש. Seven times. You have to, so called, to climb seven steps. Tosfot says, seven times, you have to climb seven steps. I says, well, what are you trying to tell me? What do you mean, you have to climb seven what? What are you trying to say? I said, you should know the job that you have is to climb seven. So seven times Hashem Hu Elokim or Yom Kippur. What do you mean Hashem Hu Elokim? Why? I'll tell you what it is. Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Otziti Etchem Mitzrayim Liyot Lachem Lelokim. If somebody asks you, why did Hashem take you out of Egypt? Just for one reason. Liyot Lachem Lelokim. That's what we say in Shema Yisrael, that's what the text says. Hashem did not take you out of Egypt because He wanted you to go. Hashem took out of Egypt because He promised Abraham Avinu that He'll take us out of Egypt. True. And then where are you going? I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elohim. That's what it means, Elohim. It doesn't say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Liyot Lachem Lashem. No, Elohim. Elohim means, Bereshit Bara Elohim Et HaShamayim Ve'et HaAretz. The beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, He's created the world, what He really had in mind. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so called the judge and the supervisor. It means like this, that every act that a person does, he'll feel Hashem is next to him. If you want to imagine it, you drive the car and you have the judge next to you. So you don't need no policeman and you never do anything wrong because the judge is next to you. So how can you take a risk? Turn the red light? Or do something, drive not proper, the judge himself is next to you. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, that's what he had in mind. That's the Bereshit Bara Hashem. So Elohim is Midat Hadin. As Hashem, in the beginning, he said this, and the only way people will behave and will not do something against Hashem, if they will feel Hashem is all the time next to them. But which Hashem? Not God of mercy, God of judgment as a supervisor. He supervises you every moment, every against you, he looks at you, he says, how can you move? You'll never do anything wrong. You do something wrong on the spot. Hashem punishes you, you don't get to do it again. Never get to do it again. That's the purpose. This was the purpose of creation. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Gemara, he thought it over, he says, well, I don't know if people really can do it. So, you know what, I have some mercy, Erech HaPayim, you know, I won't do it so harsh. But actually, because Akshimu did not do it, that's why Adam HaRishon, our grandfather, ate from the tree. That's what happened. He ate from the tree, comes down here, he says, you know, that's what the whole problem is in life. That we do something, and we say, some Yom Kippur is coming, and we ask Hashem forgiveness. End of Yom Kippur, we say, Hashem wa Elohim, you know what it means? Hashem is really the supervisor. That's what we want. We want Hashem to supervise us. I said seven times. Like we say seven times in the Haggadah, that we praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you hold the cup, it says, praise, seven. What do you say? We go all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is our supervisor. He is the supervisor, it's called Elokeinu. The word Elokeinu means Hashem is our God. What it means, your God? It says, I want Hashem to supervise me all the time. The person should ask for this. And I want Hashem to supervise me. And then I know I will never do anything wrong because Hashem is next to me, so He'll correct me. He'll put in my head certain things, don't do this or you don't do this enough. And says, then you're 100% clean. That's what we say. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. I wish, you know, when I became a president, you know, was a whole machloket, Rabban Gamliel, back and forth, Am Israel, after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. He said, let me tell you something. Just say that at night also. I says at night. Says the Gemara, the sheep in the morning in Beit HaMikdash was sacrificed as a forgiveness for all the sins people did that night. The sheep in the afternoon was sacrificed to forgive all the sins people committed during the daytime. Kama Beleza ben Azariah said, this is not Beit HaMikdash now. You know what you have to pray to Hashem. You know what you have to remind. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am God. 50 times, as well as in the Torah, I took you out of Egypt. You know why? Because 50 times means Yovel. Says the Zohar, what it means is, if you want to have the Yovel, it's called Yovel HaGadol, says Ramban, when the Zohar, it says it's called redemption. Redemption is going to be when you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and He watches you all the time. Then you're never going to do anything bad. Says Hashem said, listen, I took you out of Mitzrayim 50 times, you know why? Read the sentence. Yot Lachem Elohim. To be your supervisor all the time. Then you never do anything. So you know what supervisor means? Supervisor means like this. That you have no questions. You never going to say anything. The judge is next to you. You can say, Your Honor, excuse me. I said, don't continue the sentence. That's called Elohim. Here comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you something. You know why I went down to Egypt? Because Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question should not have asked him. Because if you know who is God Almighty, you don't dare ask him, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechila, I want to ask you something. How come? I say, if you ask him, you don't know what Elohim is all about. You don't know what Malchut is all about. And Hashem said to Avraham, you know what? You know, tonight is what? Tonight was the night of Pesach. Your children, I will send them to a special camp, training camp. 400 years. You know what? They're going to be slaves over there. Slaves, hardship. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take them out. And I'm going to take them out so they're going to feel. They say, what happened in Egypt? Were you able to say anything to the Egyptians? Were you able to not go to war? Were you able to do anything? Never. Chas shalom. Who knows what they're going to done to us? You know what? Now Hashem will take you out of Egypt. He'll take you out of Egypt. And now, the same feeling that you had then, you have to feel under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You never can do anything wrong. This was a training center for us to understand what slavery means, and then you take that feeling of slavery and you transfer it inside you, and then now you in front of Hashem. You say, who is Hashem? Hashem is so-called is the entity similar to what you had before. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot. That's what you have to feel all the time. היו כעבדים המשמשים את הרב שלא על מנת לקבל פרס. You know what you have to feel? I'm a slave, I never get anything. I said, who? Paro trained you. Paro trained you. Work, smoke, smoke, workaholic. No money. Zero. After 210 years, you're out of Egypt. I said, who gave you money? Hashem paid you. But, did you get any paid? For the hard labor that you build in Egypt, forget about it. Nothing. This is the job. To feel that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I have no right whatsoever. Ani Hashem Elokichem. Leot Lachem Elokim. That's it. Somebody says, why did Hashem take you? Why did Hashem create you? You'll never understand it either. What Hashem did all this balagan in the world? Once destroyed the whole thing in the time of Noah. Who knows what's going to be there? What's going to be the end? What? You never understand this. But one thing Hashem tells you, He wants you to know that you are here because He took you out of Israel. Says the Torah, listen, you should know. Avadayhem velo avadim la'avadim. You are my slaves. Why? Hashem doesn't need slaves. But if you're a slave, you'll never commit a crime. That's Hashem wants, so called, to assure the world that people behave. That's the secret of this world. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. That's what the Gemara said. You know what? The night of Pesach, that's the night of Pesach that the Avraham Avinu asked a question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have asked him. Because the question is nothing. But actually, because you ask, it shows that you still don't understand. 100% clearly says the Maharal of Avraham Avinu, what does it mean, Elohim? Him, nothing. See nothing. Says the Gemara, you know what your job is on this world? Mute. Why mute? Because Peh Malchut, so from the mouth of the person you can see, if he knows who is an entity, says the Mishnah, somebody stands around people and are older than him, don't open up your mouth. Don't say nothing. Can't open your mouth, because if you open your mouth, it means you don't understand who is the person in front of you. I says, Kal Vachomer, says the Gemara, Melech Malchei Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Yifrov Hashem, what are you saying? What are you saying? How come you take words out of your mouth? V'dibar tamam, v'lo b'dvarim betelim. Says the Gemara, V'sein Shema Yisrael, v'dibar tamam. Gemara says, v'lo b'dvarim betelim. Nonsense that you talk, don't. Hashem, what do you mean no? Because if you talk nonsense, it means you don't understand that Hashem is next to you. He's a supervisor. How can you talk nonsense when you know Hashem is next to you, He sits next to you, and you talk nonsense? Peh Malchut, from the mouth you can see the way you talk and what you say, it shows if you have Malchut, if you understand who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the night of Pesach, let me tell you something. The biggest mitzvah on the night of Pesach is not the wine, it's not the charoset, it's not the maror. The list is the charoset. People think charoset, well, charoset is nothing. House is destruction of Leilat Seder. House is just made just to dip the maror and pick it up and shake it. And not to have maror and to have charoset and maror. House is nothing. It's a small plate you need for 150 people. Just dip it, pick it up, shake it. If you have a lot of charoset and maror, you didn't have maror. You're not allowed to have it. So Gemara said, cancels the maror in your mouth. You didn't do maror. It's a bracha avatala. That's not Achilat Charoset, you have to say, not Achilat Maror. This is in the said the most important thing is the Haggadah. Hashem said, listen, night of Pesach, say with your mouth. This is night of Avraham Avinu. Did few things he should not have done. So what else he do? At the age of 52, after Avraham Avinu won the war against the four kings, so he was able to release from captivity the people of Sodom, and then he made the king of Sodom. And the king said, give me my people. He gave him. Hashem said, did you ask me? Did you ask me? How did you win the war? Oh, Hashem, oh, you helped me. Oh, yeah, I threw on them some straw, and I threw some things on them, some soil, and I was able to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And this guy wants to take his people, and then they'll become eventually the generation of Sdom. They're the bad, wicked people. This, when did you do it? The night of Pesach. The night of Pesach, that's what you did. It means you don't understand who the Elohim. Liot Lachem Elohim, you don't understand. You don't do like this. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline. Send him an email. Hashem, he won't speak to the people. What does it mean? Think about it. What do you mean this, you see, he gave these people to the king of Sdom? On the night of Pesach? On the night of Pesach, 18 years later, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. How come? What? I want to know. How I'm going to know? So what are you talking about? He says, Hashem gave us this mitzvah, Agadah Shel Pesach, to fix it. He says, not a Pesach, says Shulchan Aruch. He says, Ovadia, don't say nothing with your mouth. Because if you say something in your mouth, it means you don't know who is the supervisor. Who is Elohim? Liot Lachem Elohim. I'm saying, Motem Kippur, we need a kapara from Hashem. He says, you know what your kapara is? If you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the new year starts. I want to make sure I won't do the same mistake I did last year. How do I know I'm not going to make it? There's only one solution. If you be next to me all the time, he says, you know what? I'm not afraid of nothing because I know you're next to me. Next to me, please supervise me. If I won't do something wrong, tell me, don't do it. If I don't do something right, tell me. That's what I want. That's Hashem who Elohim. Hashem who Elohim. What do you mean Hashem who Elohim? Because you took me out of Egypt. You want me to be your supervisor. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be my supervisor. That's what we say, Liot Lachem Elohim. That's all. And like, you know what Dayenu is? You know what Dayenu is? It means, I have no questions. Hashem, you took me out of Egypt? Okay. The Egyptians are running out of me, after me. I don't care. I don't care. He says, listen, Hashem split Yamsuf. And Hashem brought me inside. And not a dry land. I'm going to sink in the mud. I don't care. Hashem, the Egyptians are coming into Yam Suf. I don't care. Hashem, I came out of Yam Suf and I'm not going to have what to eat. I don't care. That's called Dayenu. That's the purpose of the song. That's called that you know the supervisor supervises. It says, don't worry, because if you worry, Hashem doesn't worry. He created us and he brought us and he takes care of us. And that's called Elohim, Yot Lachem Elohim. It's Hashem gave us food, Hashem led us through the desert, brought us to Yerushalayim. It's called Malchut. That you come to Bet HaMikdash, then you're not going to do anything because Hashem or Elohim, Hashem or Elohim. That's what Haggadah said. Listen, it's a mitzvah to teach your child on the night of Pesach. What? Teach him what? Teach him Hashem or Elohim. Teach him Hashem. He is the one that took us out of Egypt. That's why you don't have Moshe's name in the Haggadah at all. It's Moshe. Forget about it. You don't understand what the concept is. People here say, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Moshe took you out of Egypt. Defeat the purpose. The purpose is Yot Lachem Elokim, that you should feel Hashem is here, supervise you all the time. So how can you have Moshe in the Haggadah? It defeats the purpose. People say, oh, Moshe took me to Hashem doesn't want you to think Moshe took you. Hashem wants you to feel that he is all around you and he took you out of Egypt. And then, if he penetrates inside you, that's it. You never can do anything. So on the night of Pesach, that's the night to get this energy inside us. And so all the mitzvot of the night of Pesach, said the Gaon of Vilna, we have 64 mitzvot of the night of Pesach. So all the mitzvot that you do is just in order to accomplish that feeling that hopefully at the end of the night of Pesach you're going to feel it. So Shimon Bar Yochai said, I felt like HaKadosh Baruch Hu went inside me. That's what you need. See, Hashem should be inside us, and then you'll never move our hands. We'll never do anything. David HaMelech says, I train my feet to go to Bet Knesset. Forget about it. I can't find any other place to go. All of a sudden, I find myself Bet Knesset. He said, why? I pray to Hashem. I pray to Hashem. I want my feet to take me to Bet Knesset all the time. Shifti bet Hashem kol mechayai. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to be next to Hashem. I said, why I want to be next to Hashem? Not because I want to be next to Him. Because if I'm next to Him, I'll never do anything wrong. I said, who said it? Hashem said. That's what we say in Shema Yisrael. That's the Kavana. That's the Haggadah said. I want to explain to you, sir. That's it. Start, the Haggadah, you start, Avadim, Ayinu lefaro b'Mitzrayim. Why do you have to say that? No, the Gemara said, well, another opinion saying, Mitzhila ovde avoda zaro yu avotenu. Ata kervanu Hashem la'avodato. And it says, you have to know, you have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to worship Him. Not because Hashem wants you to worship Him. But if you be next to Him, you're never going to do wrong. I was in Egypt. I was a slave in Egypt. He said, what happened to you in Egypt? Well, I went over there to the parade of Avodah Zarah. You know, we didn't surround those sheep in Egypt. He said, you know, that's the problem. This is your problem. You left the city of Goshen, and you went around Egypt, and you went sightseeing, and you went shopping. But you made out of stuff. That's what happened to you. So coming out of Egypt is not the redemption. It's Pesach. You know what Pesach is? I tell you what Pesach is. Pesach means Hashem, He Himself came down to Egypt. He says, Hashem said, listen, I want to tell you something. You lock yourself inside the houses. Don't you dare to come outside. You're going to come outside, you're going to die. You're going to die. He said, put some blood around. Just put some blood around you, around the door, and stay inside. And all of a sudden, you're going to hear screaming from all the houses. Hatala, EMS. People say, everybody's dead, everybody's dying. I said, you know what Hashem, do it? What did Hashem do this? Hashem didn't have to say that. Yeah, if Hashem wants to kill somebody, they die. Hashem said, no, let me tell you. I'm going to make sure that it's going to penetrate inside your system. I'm going to tell you, go inside, lock the door, put blood on the door, sit down over there. Don't you dare to come outside. But Hashem, what do you care if I come outside? No, you're going to die. Okay. And then you're going to hear, everybody else is dead, and not you. I said, what's going to happen? I said, you know, you know, there's a supervisor. Let's call Chag HaPesach. It's not because Hashem skipped him. No. Because Hashem skipped, and everybody else was dead. And Hashem told him, don't go outside, you're going to die. I said, oh, I got scared. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yonah, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkivenu, Avinu Leshalom, Ashkivenu. Says the Gemara, what's Ashkivenu? Ashkivenu? Says after Gal Yisrael, he's supposed to say Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, no, Ashkivenu is part of Gal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yonah, you know what it is? I tell you what it is. When we put the blood on the doors, Hashem told us, Moshe told us, Hashem said, don't go outside, don't come outside. Do you know what happened all night? The whole night we prayed next to the blood. Ashkivenu avinu leshalom, v'mokim lachetim leshalom. That's what we're doing. Hagim ba'adenu v'aseh, ma'alenu makar, toyev, dev, yachir, emkol, ira, tzah, yaom, yagam, yashrim, shvo v'aseh, rasat amonu. Pachat laila, morat Hashem shomer, amon Yisrael, ad, that's what we said in Egypt. That's the Kavanah of the Gemara. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. And since the whole night we were trembling and praying to Hashem, please, I want to be alive, I said, you got it? The supervisor is here. The supervisor came. That's what the Gemara says. The whole Dovador, every generation, the person has to feel, came out of Egypt. What do you mean? Close your eyes and you imagine you're on the pyramids? Never. I says, you have to imagine there is a supervisor. That's what it means. He says, you have to recite the Haggadah and read the Haggadah. And see, look what happened. You see what happened. See, when you're saying it with your mouth and you read the paragraphs, the energy of the paragraphs will enter inside you and you say, there is a supervisor. Then you take the cup. You know what you're going to say? Hallel. You know how Hallel starts? Hallelu Avdei Hashem. If you're not the slave of God, you can't say Hallel. Because that's what Hallel said. I said, you know something? Every holiday you say Hallel during the day. Okay, it's tonight you say. Because tonight, that's the night that Abraham Avinu, so-called, did not feel how much Hashem is a supervisor. And that's the night Hashem took you out of Egypt by passing by the houses, showed that he is a supervisor. I said, Hashem said, you know what? Listen, when you take this animal, this korban, Pesach, start say Hallel. Says the Zohar, you know Hallel means? The word Hallel, numerical value, is 65. The same name that we so-called refer to Hashem, Amunai, Aleph, Dalet, Yud, is also 65. Says the Zohar, that's the whole thing, Hallel. When singing Hallel, B'tzitzah Mitzray, you don't understand. You have to reach the first sentence, Hallelu Avde Adonai. That's it. You got this sentence right? They continue. If you're not Avde Hashem, what do you say, Hallel? Hashem doesn't want to hear from you. Hashem wants to hear from you if you have that feeling. Not because Hashem wants you to have that feeling, but that will guarantee a protection for the person that will never do a sin. So that's what we say. We came to the cup. I said, listen, 50 times Hashem said, get out. I took you out of Egypt. I said, what's the purpose? The purpose is you should understand that Hashem is the supervisor. And then you say, listen, I feel it. I understand what Hashem wants for me. I said, what happened when we came out of Egypt? It says, Pesach. So I'm going to listen, if you don't know what Pesach is, you did not understand, you didn't get the message. You got to say, Pesach Shayuch Manashuma. I says, why they ate the Koman Pesach? You know why? Because Hashem skipped on the houses. Not because Hashem skipped on the houses. Because Hashem skipped on the houses, it means we had this trembling and that fear we sat inside. We said, Ashkimenu. I said, we were so scared to Hashem. And then we came outside. And you know what happened? In the morning we took dough. And all of a sudden, happened to us a biggest miracle. You know what happened? I says, the dough became matzah. You know what it is? Because עד שנגלה עליהם מלך מלכי הקדוש ברוך הוא. It means because the supervisor is here. The supervisor here was no chametz, only matzah. And you know what? We have ma'on. They said, you know what I have ma'on? They said, שמצרים יראו את חיי אבותינו במצרים. The life. Our neshama suffered so much because we did not feel close to הקדוש ברוך הוא. ועתה קרבנו השם לעבודתו. לעבודתו. It says the job of the night of Pesach is not what is how Baruch Hashem I feel very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Zohar said, that's what Tamil Nazir said. The night of Pesach, this is the real time for Mashiach. Why? Because that night we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a supervisor and we ask him, I want you to be my supervisor. And then we speak and speak, says the Gemara, it's nothing to do with how chacham you are. The biggest genius. So what if you're a genius? Means nothing. Rav Shach used to say in the yeshiva, Rav Shach said, I saw the Chafetz Chaim. I saw Rav Chaim Moshe Gojinski in Vilna. I saw a lot of chachamim. I said, but I see a slave of God. This is Rav Chatz called the Mashgiach that took the yeshiva. The Mir Yeshiva to Shanghai, to China, I saved all the boys from the Yeshiva. Because you got to be the slave of God. That's Moshe Avdi Met. That's the title. David Avdi, Nasi Alev. This is the title. Avraham Avdi, Yaakov Avdi, Eliyahu Avdi, Kalev Avdi. So if you earn the title, what do you mean earn the title? They felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to them all the time. That's what you have to feel. If you Hashem is next to you all the time, you accomplish it. Just being matzah, you think Hashem wants you to have matzah? Hashem doesn't care less if you have matzah. Hashem doesn't care less if you have maror. You think Hashem cares? No, Hashem cares. Hashem wants you to reach that level. That out of Pesach, you'll never do anything else anymore. I said, why the supervisor? Elokeinu. I said, that's for the whole purpose of the Haggadah. And that's what Hashem said to us. I said, night of Pesach, do those mitzvot. I said, for what I do mitzvot? In order to reach Yotachem Elokim. You do this, you understand everything. I started to read the Haggadah. I said, aha, that makes sense. Avadim, start the Haggadah. Avadim, Avadim, Mitzrayim. Aha, understand. I was a slave in Egypt. You know what? And now Hashem took me out, so I have to appreciate. He took me out from slavery. And now I'm his slave. I said, you got the picture. Slave doesn't ask any questions. Slave has no demands. Slave will never betray his master and will never do anything against his master. You got it? I said, you know what? Let me tell you something else. He says, Terach, Abi Abraham, Abi Nachor. He said, no. Terach used to have a store. He said, you know what it means? You know what it means? I'm embarrassed to say, my grandfather betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Betrayed the supervisor. Betrayed him. I says, me? No. Opposite, Chas Shalom. I understand the supervisor. I understand. And then he took me. You got the picture. Says the Rambam, now you understood the picture. That's the picture. It's not How was the matzah? How was the wine? What kind of a wine? What time you finish the seder? I mean, nothing. Finish it in 5 minutes, as long as you accomplish it. Chaim said, no. Listen, don't exaggerate. I said, here's a special mitzvah to tell your children. You don't find any other place that you have to teach your child about Shabbat, teach your child about Avodah. No, you don't understand. All those things are stages. But your stage is what? To say Hallel, Hallelujah of the Hashem. That's, if you got it, it's in the middle of the Seder, say, Lord, why have this? You said already about the Knesset Hallel. He said, you don't understand. The whole night of Pesach is the Hallel. He says, slaughtering the sheep, Hallel. So what Hallel? Hallelujah of the Hashem, that's Hallel. I said, you can say everything. Fine, but first sentence has to be accomplished first. Otherwise, your Hallel is nothing. Hallel means accepting a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a supervisor. And as the Chachamim said, this is the night if we're able to hear the Shofar to go to Tzad Mavim Inam. Amen. Amen.